With 1.7, maybe you just want a fancy wall or a map of your entire server. Well, you'll need maps, so let me show you how.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. With 1.7, they released these new maps, which we covered a few episodes back. In our video showing off the new features of 1.7, I had a wall, a complete wall of maps that started from where my house was and went all the way to another edge of an ocean. We got some feedback wanting to know, how the heck did I do that? How was it so seamless? So we're going to cover that in this episode. So here we are in a little 1.7 world, and you can see some supplies have been airdropped in for us to use. We're kind of like safari men mapping out this unknown world. Well, the things that you'll need are a map. And a map is pretty easy to make. Open up a crate. You need a compass and 4 pieces of paper. If you don't have paper, it's quite easy. Just go ahead and break some sugar cane right here. And a crafting table, put the sugar cane 3 across just like this, and you'll get some paper. If you want a compass, that's also fairly easy. Just put some iron in a sort of diamond shape with redstone in the middle, and you'll get a compass. Once you have these materials, place the compass in the middle of your crafting bench. I'm going to throw a whole bunch in there. And then put the paper around just like a diamond, just like this. And you will get put the paper around all the way around it in all the extra spaces. And you will get one map for every piece of paper that you have, for every compass and piece of paper that you have. So here we're going to get 8 from that little transaction. In fact, let me go ahead and make up a few more, just because I know that the grid over there that you can see, that has space for 9, so I'll need exactly one more, so you can kind of get a refresher on how the recipe is done. There we go. Let's grab a whole bunch more. So once you have made a map, this is an empty map that you have made. And this is because you can do extra things with empty maps, like you can duplicate maps and things like that. So it's empty, and this doesn't actually show a map of our area. To activate it, all you have to do is right-click, and you can see that one was removed from my inventory, and now I have this new map over here, and it starts to bring in the world. You can see over there on the upper right-hand corner of this map, it hasn't generated in yet, and that's because the render distance doesn't allow me to see that far. But it's pretty easy. All we have to do is sort of run in the direction of the map that hasn't generated yet. Eventually, our site circle will get close enough, and it will render in. Now, the new thing in 1.7 is that when you take this map and put it into an item frame, instead of just taking up the space of the item frame, it takes up the space of a whole block. Let's go ahead and put this one in the middle because we're going to map out all the other areas. Let's drop it in. It comes out of my inventory right onto the wall here because I have item frames on it already. And you can see this green dot. This green dot is where the map is placed and in what direction it is facing. So it's facing in this direction, which you can see from that little dot. You can still do normal item frame things to this, or I could rotate it all around if I wanted. But this places it directly in. Now, here is the hard part of getting it to look seamless. In order to make a map that's larger, what we need to do is go into areas that this map doesn't cover. So if we just walk down here, eventually you'll see the arrow turn from an arrow into a dot, which means that we have walked off the edge of this map. When I'm there, I can go ahead and click into one of my empty maps. Let's go ahead and click in, activate it. And now it will generate in a new map for me, which it didn't have before. This is based off of chunk data in the world. So we've passed through a few more chunks, and that's why we can generate this map. Now all you have to do is go back to your map wall and place this on the map. And yes, perfect. I was worried that some pixels down there in the lower right-hand corner wouldn't get filled in, but everything's fine here. So we take this, bring it back, and remember that we went down. We moved down world, I would say. And so we're going to put this one right there. If we take our first map and put it back in, you can see that it seamlessly works between the maps. So let's go ahead and take the rest of these maps. Next, I'll go this way. And let's check it out what it looks like once I've filled them all in. Okay, so I have made all of the maps, so it should go something like this. Place that one in there, place that one there, place this one here, place this one here. Woohoo! We're doing all good here. Place this one here, and finally, bloop, there we go. So now we have a complete map of the general area around us. Now, I did screw up just a little bit, and this is something to keep in mind, that if you make a map before leaving the area, this map is actually the map below. It's this, the one in this area right here. I accidentally clicked into it before I had left the area, and it'll make a map based off of where you are. So we were somewhere around in here when I clicked it, and I didn't mean to. I meant to make one for the next one. So you have to make sure that you're out of a map area. And you can check really easily, because if that arrow is turned into a dot, then you know that you're no longer in that area before you start your next map. If you are noticing a little bit of glitching, you can kind of see how the maps disappear there on the edge of the screen. That's normal. That's a way that item frames save memory, is that if the item frame falls out of your view, it'll unload so that the game runs faster. Unfortunately, with maps, they go all the way to the edge of the block, so you can see that it unloads in your vision. This also kind of gets weird if you step up close to walls. I hope that this helps you, and if you are on a PC or on a Linux box, you can use a cool program called Image2Map, I believe that's what it's called, where you can take images on your computer and then turn them into map files, just only locally. This doesn't really work on servers unless the server owner has added those map files to the server. And so you could have wallpaper. You could add pictures of cats to your house, whatever you want. Thanks so much for watching. If you'd like to subscribe, head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft. If you'd like to follow me on my own personal YouTube channel, hit me up at youtube.com/omgchad. See you next time. Bye!